هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
Author, chair of the New England Writers' Center, vice president of the Small Press Network, and president of the local sub-branch of the Children's Book Council, Sophie Mason. Welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you very much, May.
An exhibition has taken place in Armidale under the name of Stories Connect, which you were part of. Could you kindly tell us about the exhibition and the aim behind it?
Yes, so the exhibition was the culmination of a program that we ran at the Writers' Centre, which was called Stories Connect. And the aim of the program was to encourage creative expression and create connections between newly resettled Yazidi refugees in Armidale and the broader Armidale community. And we did that through a variety of ways, through creative workshops in schools, with primary school students, with high school students. We also did community storytelling sessions at TAFE and the local folk museum, which included people from both the Yazidi and the broader Armidale community. And we also commissioned two young Yazidi photographers to create photo narratives.
Yes, I was about to ask you about them too.
Yeah.
As you mentioned earlier about the Yazidi community, two members of the Yazidi community in Armidale, Khaled Adi and Walid Al-Ali, have participated in the event. What was their participation?
Well, their participation were as creative photographers. So what they did was we commissioned them to create photo narratives about their new life in Armidale. So they concentrated very much on family things, on things they like to do, that their families like to do. In Walid's case, he and his wife Ilham's baby daughter was born in Armidale right before we commissioned him. So she was a very important part. Of course, her arrival as their first child was a very important part of the photos that Walid put together. And Khalid, equally, he looked at, family events, his wife Basima and his little daughter Ala, the things they like to do, but also memories of the past, of thinking about his parents who were still trapped in a refugee camp in Iraq and so on. So they were very much, very beautiful photographs. Very lively, and so they took a whole lot, or gathered together a whole lot of photographs, and from those we selected the ones that were to go in the exhibition and which were also reproduced in the booklet we produced.
How was the turnout for the exhibition?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a really big crowd, well over 100 people, which is really great for an exhibition opening. And there were people both from the Yazidi and from the broader Armidale community. There's a great deal of interest in it. People were very delighted with how it turned out. There was also, we had a film made as part of it, and that was very popular as well, watching that. And it was on for a couple of weeks, and people at the gallery told us, and people kept coming back to look at it, to watch the film, to look at the photographs and so on. So it was a very big success.
Sophie, as a well-known writer and a member of the broader community in Armidale, how do you think the Yazidi community is settling in Armidale?
I think they're settling in remarkably well. It's been amazing. I mean, we have learnt so much from, connecting with them, because they are so open to other people in the community. They really want to share their experience, but they want to share their lives with the broader Armidale community. They want people to know who they are. They're very friendly and very courteous at the same time. They are really quite exceptional people, and we're very, very lucky that they're living here.
And how is the community in Armidale, let's say, reverse the situation, how are they seeing the Yazidi community there?
I think it's very positive in the main. Obviously, there's always going to be some people who are, not as positive, but in the main, they are very positive. And in fact, there was a study done recently by the university which showed that over the years since people have started arriving here, the impression has become more and more positive. So there were more negative things expressed before they arrived. But since people have met them, and since they've realised how well they fit in, how much they want to contribute and all these sort of things. They've reversed a lot of those negative things. And whilst you're never going to win everybody, there's always people who, you know, who have negative impressions of people. But generally, I'd say it's been a very, very positive experience both ways.
Author Sophie Mason, thank you for your time and thank you for being on SBS Kurdish. We wish you all the best.
Thanks very much, May.
لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردین.